Seems I'm back in the realm of mortals once more. And just who... Kana! Darling, what a wonderful surprise. It's been ages. Did you finally start doing something with your hair? You know, I had just been wondering if I was ever going to get to see you again. You were just so upset after the last time, and I actually thought you might manage to keep that vow not to call on my kind again. You must be truly out of options if you've turned to me for information. Right down to business, hmm? Kana, dear, that's not like you. Surely you can spare a little time to chat. I'm simply dying to know how you've been, and... Oh, my. Who is this? You've got a friend this time. What a wonderful surprise. An apprentice? No. This gentleman's not a part of the summoning ritual. Don't be shy, mortal. I can hardly leave this circle. Or did you not expect me to be naked? Oh my, such a determined look on your face. Are you here for her sake, then? Providing emotional support? Of course it's my concern. Besides, even another human could see the two of you are close. Poor, timid Kana, all alone with her anger, and now she's finally found someone she can trust. She's even told you some of what she's done, hasn't she? And you're still trying to be there for her. How delightful. Kana, darling, this is a beautiful man that you found. You simply must let me have a taste of him. No, I mean, you must. I'm calling in your debt. Breach the circle, Kana. I don't need to remind you of what my kind does to oathbreakers, do I? One swipe of the foot, freeing me to act as I see fit until the dawn. There now, that's a good girl. Aw, poor girl. Relax, dear. I'm not going to murder him or anything. I mean, where's the pleasure in that? Watch and see for yourself. I promise you'll be touching yourself to the memory for many nights to come. Don't try to run, you little morsel. I enjoy a chase. But you've gotten me positively impatient. All that conflicting emotion on your face. Surprise, fear, anticipation. It's also marvelously suggestive. Give me more of that flicker of betrayal a moment ago. You realized that your loved one just whored you out to cover her debts, didn't you? Yes. Everything I'm about to do to you is something she has allowed to happen out of a moment's frightened impulse to save her own skin. How exquisite. The bonds between you two are singing with tension. Such a shame your eyes can't see it. Now, come here. I'm going to truly enjoy taking you, little mortal. Stay right there, Kana, and don't look away. Come now. Don't struggle too much. My claws are very sharp, you know. I'm only trying to slice through your clothing. And if you keep writhing in my grip, I might end up exposing more than just the outside of your body. Things would get terribly predictable and boring after that. There we are. Scarcely any blood. Here, I'll just clean that up. Just look at how aroused he is, Kanna. Did you know he was this much of a slut? I mean, it started the moment he laid eyes on me. Look, I'm only twisting my tail around this hard cock, and he's already struggling to keep it... well, to keep from moving his hips. Poor thing. But you can't really blame him, of course. Just imagine what this must be like. Suddenly faced with the sight of a beautiful, naked demoness. Strange blue skin and eyes of gold on black. His head can't even reach her shoulders, and now... now she's holding him close. And he can feel the wet heat that's pulsing against him from between her legs. I love how he looks when he's trying to fight it. Makes me just want to wrap my tongue around him and... My, did you enjoy that? You spilled your seed all over my legs. I honestly think he forgot you were there for a moment, Kanna. Oh, how do you plan on squirming away when you're... well, you're still this weak in the knees. Here, just lie back on this table like a good little whore. I need to taste your offering. Oh yes, I'll be having more of this. What was that, Kanna? I can't. I suppose you could be right. Perhaps I should use these claws of mine and test exactly what I can and cannot do. No? You disagree. Well, do let me know if you change your mind. Now, it's time I mated your man in earnest. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, this is what I've wanted. Kanna, you would not believe how hard he is. Oh, even harder and bigger than he was before. What's the matter, little mortal? Can't keep in those moans, huh? Poor little thing. Oh, did that mating comment have you worried? Don't be worried. Because it's going to happen. And there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to breed me. Now, is it really me you should be looking at right now? Oh, Kanna's right over there. She's watching you. Don't mind the hand between her legs. Oh, there. I know your heart's still with her. Oh, but it's getting harder, isn't it? Harder and harder. I know that part of you likes this. Part of you revels in being held down and taken by a demon. Part of you loves the way that I'm straddling you and marking you as my own. See his face, Kanna? He knows. Oh, he knows. He knows you'll never match up to this. Deep. Deep in his slutty heart. Oh, he'll always yearn for a woman who's better than human. Oh, a woman who can hold him down, force him to give her what she wants. Poor thing. He really is trying to resist, you know? Oh, even now, he's still trying to fight it. Oh, God. That's what turns me on the most. Oh, Kenna, darling, there's no need to cry. Ah, surely you dream the two of you might one day raise a child together? Now you'll have that chance. Just imagine it. An adorable little baby with the cutest pair of horns. Oh, that's right. Yes, 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 that's it. Well, it's been so nice seeing you again. Truly, but I really must be going. Several hours yet before the sunrise, and, well, I'd like to rip out some hearts the old-fashioned way, if you get my meaning. Be a dear and clean him up, will you? We simply must do this again sometime. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other again. And soon.